Hey, hey, hey. So this episode is a bit different. It's short, it's more about different updates, and it's about me wanting to share how is everything going with Found in Estonia, and just want to update you on all the exciting things that are happening or that are coming up and so on. So first off, it's Tiina. I'm talking here alone. So the biggest update, I guess, if you have noticed, then the last few episodes, it's been only me, Tiina, talking with the guests. And with the first few episodes, it was just because times didn't match and we had something overlapping with Kaisa. But now we decided that that's the format that we are keeping. It's going to be me, Tiina, talking with different guests. And maybe every once in a while or sometimes we have Kaisa as a special guest. But mostly, one of the biggest updates, I guess, is that I am taking over. Well, the backstory of it is also more that we started together with Kaisa, but we already talked in the beginning that it was more of my project, as in Tiina, that I really wanted to do. And it was something that I felt strongly that I want to start a podcast. But I was a bit fearful and it seemed like a daunting thing to do. And it was easier to have somebody on board to do it with. And Kaisa was a perfect co-host or co-person to do it with. And we got the ball rolling together. And now I'm pretty comfortable to keep going with it and to keep making new episodes and talking with different people, because I really enjoy talking with different people, and one of my goals with making this podcast was also the self-development side, to become a better interviewer, to become a better podcaster, and that's something that I feel like I'm doing actively, and so it's actually already like super weird for me to listen back to old episodes that we made almost a year ago, pretty much a bit time there here and there, but it's been almost a year of this Found in Estonia podcast, and already now I can, when I listen back to the first episodes, I can hear that my voice has changed, that my confidence level has risen, that things have developed and got better, and that was my goal all along, and it still is. So it's super exciting to hear that, okay, I'm super proud that I started with this podcast. I'm excited where it's heading. I'm excited of talking with more and more cool people. And yep, so it's definitely continuing. And I have a list of people. There's over, like, last time I checked, I think there were around 60 people, names, like potential guests that people have recommended to me, or who has written in themselves, or who has, mainly recommendations and written in, or I know people who I would love to talk to and feature in this podcast. So there is a lot of guest options. In the beginning, the plan was that we won't repeat the countries just yet, or maybe at one point, maybe a male perspective and a female perspective. And until now, it's been all of the countries have been featured once, but I have this long list of such cool, interesting, cool people doing some awesome stuff in Estonia and all around. And the thing is, when I feature them in podcasts and the countries start repeating, but it's just a side note, it's nothing like dramatic, because every person's story is different, and then I'm sure it's super cool to compare those stories and those opinions, and I'm excited to do that. And another big thing with those episodes is that within the last 10 episodes we've traveled to or learned more about Australia, Georgia, Lithuania, Moldova, Singapore, Nigeria, Ghana, India, Peru, and then we landed in Narva, which that was a special episode for me and to make it, and I was also super excited to make it because Alex from episode 27, I met him in the beginning of 2021 and I loved his story, or I think his such an interesting person. I don't know many of Estonians like that, or many people like that. So he's an Estonian who doesn't speak any Estonian, and he's lived most of his life away from Estonia, but he came back to Estonia because that's his home country and he feels connected with it. And he was born in Narva, that's why he doesn't speak Estonian, and his native language, home language, is Russian, has always been. And he came back after 17 years of living abroad to Narva, and he's super active in Narva. I'm sure most people in Narva know who he is. He has multiple startups, and he's involved in so many different projects around there and around the development. So I was excited to talk to him. And if you know any people like that who are Estonians who have lived away for a long time and decided to come back, then that would be a super cool angle for the podcast as well. I would be super excited to meet these people, to talk to them and to learn their stories and share their stories, give them this platform to share their stories. And one special news for the summertime. So I've noticed some podcasts have the summer vacation, some do start repeating old episodes and so on. So what I was thinking was, I want to have episodes where I, as an Estonian, well, I am an Estonian, so I speak Estonian, and I would love to have chats in Estonian with foreigners who have learned Estonian, so you can hear their stories of how they learned Estonian and maybe connect with them even more. Because sometimes it's interesting that the language, even if you understand English, then you might, if you are an Estonian, then you might feel a stronger connection with the person who has learned Estonian, and we can talk in Estonian. And let's see how that goes. I'm excited to do this special series of four or five people. I have already recorded two of those. First one with Daniele from Italy. Second one with Ailey, who is from United States. But that's also, she's also a special guest because she was born in United States, but she lived there in the family of Estonians. So she grew up pretty much knowing Estonian culture, feeling part of it, but never lived in Estonia. And then she decided to move to Estonia. And, well, she's gonna share her story herself, but I think that's a pretty cool angle as well. And there will be a few more Estonian episodes. And just to make it easier, or to inspire you guys who don't speak Estonian yet, but who want to speak Estonian, then we recorded with them around 1 hour of chatting in Estonian, sharing their story, and then around 20 minutes in English, a shorter version where they share their background a bit, and then share tips how they learned Estonian, or what kind of advice and tips do they have for other foreigners who want to learn Estonian or who want to move to Estonia. So those will be like shorter episodes. And I'm planning to do around four or five of those and see how it goes. And maybe in the future we can see how the response was and how did people enjoy it. And then at some point, let's see if I will repeat those or not. And with that said, I have a few more people who I'm searching for this episode. So if you know anyone, then feel free to write to me or go to the website found in estonia.ee. And there's a, if you scroll all the way down, then there's an opportunity to send a direct message. So use that. I'm super happy and pleased when I hear people writing feedback, either in Facebook or Instagram or on the website. And I would love to hear more, and I would love to share them on the website as well. So if you are a listener or you have listened some episodes, then write to me, tell me what you liked, what you didn't like, if you have any ideas for future guests or for future like different angles for special guests for a special series, then let me know. Or if you want to collaborate somehow, totally open for that as well. Mm. Speaking of collaborations, actually, other thing that I wanted to share here in the podcast audio form as well is if you've been watching or keeping your eye on our Facebook page, which is Found in Estonia, then you may have noticed that Found in Estonia podcast started collaborating with Estonian Institute, and they are a cool organization who offers different courses for foreigners so they could learn more about Estonia, and they publish different books and study materials about Estonia. And they are also moderating this portal or this website called culture.ee. And then they are also collaborating closely with ERR News, which is the Estonian Public Broadcasting Service. So in collaboration with them and with the ERR in Estonian, if you pronounce the letters in Estonian, then we started publishing this tips and recommendations series. Different guests who have appeared on Found in Estonia podcast, they have shared their top recommendations and advice what to do in Estonia during springtime, some cool things that they enjoy doing. And when I've been going through those tips, then I've almost, in almost every article, I've been like, wait a minute, what is that? What can one do in, like, for example, there was somebody recommended a place close to a border with Russia. There is a water, some magical place with clear blue water, and the pictures looked amazing and so foreign to me that I was even asking myself, like, wait, is that Estonia? Where is that? I've never been there. It would be super cool to go and seek it up. And there's been over 7 different recommendations articles, and I'm always sharing them on Facebook, so you better come over to Facebook and find them. And and you can also comment below of these posts, like, was there any surprises for you, or have you done it all, or what are your advice and tips? And then share if you got inspiration to do something from these lists. And speaking of articles, actually, there's been a pretty consistent flow of blog articles in foundinestonia.ee blog. So if you didn't know, then on the website of foundinestonia.ee, there's a menu bar right up on this front page, and there you can find different things. Like, one of the tabs is blog articles, and so below the blog articles page, you can find different articles about topics like how to find friends in Estonia, what exactly is real Estonian food, what are different metaphors describing living in Estonia, what are favorite words of Estonian expats, recommendations, 10 things Estonian expats want you to know before coming to Estonia or moving to Estonia, articles like that. And there's every month there's a new article coming out, and they're all based on these answers that we've all heard in Found in Estonia podcasts. And probably if you listen to many podcasts and these episodes here, then it's always fascinating that some things you can remember really clearly and some things you just pass by. And that's the same with me when I listen to different podcasts. And that's why I really like to do these overview blog articles, like combining this information, like what are the most popular foods that our guests have liked or have disliked, and what are their tips, and if they overlap or not, and so on. So definitely go and check that out and share, comment, write back, like, did you agree? What would you add? What do you remember from the podcast episodes, and so on? And then the next thing, if you go to the, if you're already on the website foundinestonia.ee and you've seen the blog articles, then the next thing in the menu is a shop. It's the shop icon. And that is super exciting, because did you know there is one way you can support this podcast to keep it running and to show some love to us, is there's a possibility to buy t-shirts, hoodies, even a necklace, and postcards with the logo of Found in Estonia. There's two different ways it looks visually. Both are made by Kaisa and they look super cool. You have different color options for t-shirts and hoodies and sweatshirts. Difficult word. And the necklace, and they look so cool. And I totally recommend you going on this page as well and show us some love, show love to the podcast and the message or the name. I really love the logo Found in Estonia that we have and that we have on those t-shirts. And if you are living in Estonia, if you're found in Estonia, then why not have a piece of clothing representing it? Or you can send postcards to your friends and family abroad. Or another thing is, if you know somebody who is an expat in Estonia or who has moved here or is going traveling, then you can buy these t-shirts. There's even a hat, because you never know the Estonian weather. One week it's sunny outside, one week it's raining super hard or snowing even. So there's even a hat and there's a swimsuit. So if you know any expats living in Estonia, or you are planning to move somewhere else yourself, or you're going to visit somebody and you're looking for gifts, then Found in Estonia t-shirt or hoodie is, I would say, a perfect gift that you can give somebody. And so check it out. Check out the website and see if you spot anything that you like and buy it. And send us pictures when you have ordered and you're wearing it. That's also super cool. So the last but not least that is exciting is that I'm developing a game, a card game, what you can use to get know more of Estonian culture. And it combines interactiveness, so you can get together with Estonian friends, with your English-speaking friends, with your Italian, Spanish, German-speaking friends who are interested in Estonia, or you're just hanging out, or you are looking for something to do on Jaanipäev, which is coming up really soon. And so it's a game that connects people. It's also a game that uses elements of Estonia, so you will learn more about traditional things and items from Estonia. There might be a few things that might surprise you, or you want to ask from Estonians in your hood, in your friend circle or work circle or whichever circle, or the expat group in Facebook, for those meanings behind these photos that you might see. And so you can learn, you can have fun, you can interact with friends, and you can compete with friends, because it's a lot more fun to compete in board games and card games with friends than in Instagram or real life. So use this possibility. This game is in development. It will be ready really soon, but just giving you a heads up that it's coming. And it's another way how to support this podcast and this Found in Estonia platform. And I'm really excited that it's in development, that it's taking shape, and that it's coming out soon. And I will let you know when it's exactly coming out. And the easiest, best way to receive this news, I will share it in social media as well. But just so you wouldn't miss any information or miss any updates in the blog articles or the t-shirts or the game updates, then I highly recommend you going over to foundinestonia.ee and join our newsletter community. I will send out one newsletter a month, and it will tell you all about what has happened this month, like which episodes did come out, what were the guests talking about, where were they from, then is there anything new on the blog, and what is new, and then if there's any special announcement, like the game, for example, like you will read it from the newsletter for sure. So I recommend joining us there. And let's see, hopefully the weathers are going warmer, and I have talked with few people from the podcast. For example, Avishek from India, who was on episode 25 and who loves hosting Indian dinners and making food and gathering people together. We have been talking that maybe in the summer we will make some kind of event, get together with Found in Estonia listeners, Estonians and other people who are living here. And it would be so cool to see who is actually listening. And it would be so cool to see you in real life. And this update, or when it's happening, when exactly, and reminders, this will go through the email as well. So it's worth visiting the website foundinestonia.ee and joining the email community. Because let's face it, like, the email is usually the thing that you see more than the Facebook. So these are the updates, and I'm happy that I got to share those with you. These are things that are happening with Found in Estonia podcast. And if you have any more ideas regarding the podcast that you would like to pitch me, then reach out to me, write to the Found in Estonia Facebook page or the Instagram page, or send me an email to my email address, which is tina@foundinestonia.ee, and let me know about different ideas. Totally open for new ideas and excited to see where different things are taking us. I think every step leads to another one, and I have no idea where this road is taking me, but I'm super excited to keep going and to see where this road is taking me and us and this podcast and this whole project of Found in Estonia. And with that said, well, you know what to do, right? Go to Facebook or Instagram or Found in Estonia website. And also let me know which episode has been your favorite so far. I'm super curious to hear whether everyone who writes in has a different favorite or whether they match up, and which one is it. Okay, I'm ending this episode. Thanks for listening, and keep listening to Found in Estonia podcast, and see you in the next episode. Bye!